In this bulletin, US President-elect Joe Biden, the projected winner in the state of Georgia. Record daily COVID-19 case numbers in Italy. And in golf, a stunning second round finish for Australia's Cameron Smith at the US Masters. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Multiple media networks in the United States say President-elect Joe Biden has won the state of Georgia, the first Democratic candidate to do so since 1992. The win widens Mr. Biden's victory over Donald Trump. Mr. Trump is projected to win North Carolina. President Trump has refused to concede defeat, but has alluded to the possibility of a new administration. That came during a news conference on COVID-19 vaccines for the US, which is enduring record daily new case numbers. Donald Trump says there will be no lockdowns under his watch.
Ideally, we won't go to a lockdown. I will not go. This administration will not be going to a lockdown. Hopefully, whatever happens in the future, who knows which administration it will be. I guess time will tell. But I can tell you this administration will not go to a lockdown.
Italy has recorded its highest number of new COVID-19 cases with almost 41,000 new infections. The country has added more regions to its high-risk red zones. Campania, which includes the city of Naples, and Tuscany, will join other regions which will be under strict lockdowns. More than 44,000 people have died in Italy from coronavirus. Victoria has recorded a 15th day in a row of no new cases and no deaths. There are just 3 active COVID-19 cases and 1 infection from an unknown source. Deputy Chief Health Officer Ellen Cheng says with new algorithms, 515 historic cases are being reclassified from unknown to known cases, mostly from July and August.
Clearly it was a very busy time when getting, you know, there was I think 10,000 active cases or something at one stage, so you know, 600 or 700 active cases. At the time the focus was on trying to make sure they're absolute close contacts and making sure that we tried to control it that way at that time. But now that we've had the luxury of, you know, sitting back and developing algorithms to look back through the data, we can start to clean up the data.
There have been no new cases of locally acquired COVID-19 in New South Wales for the 7th day in a row. Hundreds of multicoloured lights have been used to illuminate India's Golden Temple for this weekend's Diwali festival. Diwali is known as the Festival of Lights and symbolises the victory of righteousness over evil and the lifting of spiritual darkness. This year's celebrations have had to be scaled back because of the pandemic. This man was among those admiring the colourful spectacle.
Andar jo ladiyon se rang birangi lighton se jo golden temple ko sajaya gaya hai.
The Golden Temple has been decorated and illuminated with colourful lights. The view is very beautiful and the decoration is very pleasing to the eyes. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has praised ASEAN for its response to COVID-19. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit is being held online this year because of the pandemic. Scott Morrison says ASEAN has led a strong response to COVID-19.
COVID has changed much, as we know. But ASEAN remains united as always, and Australia's commitment to a region of sovereign, independent states, resilient to coercion, remains absolutely steadfast. We are more than your neighbour. As your first dialogue partner, we are also your partner in the great recovery that is now occurring.
In golf, Cameron Smith has produced a spectacular finish to his second round to join a 4-way tie at the top of the Masters leaderboard at Augusta. Smith shot 4-under-68, which included an eagle on the 15th hole and birdies on 16 and 17, to reach 9-under-par 135 at the halfway mark. Joining him at the top of the leaderboard are Mexico's Abraham Anser and US pair Dustin Johnson and Justin Thomas. Well, now the weather across Australia for Sunday. Perth, showers and 22. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 36. Possible shower in Melbourne, 33. Hobart, a shower or two, 20. Canberra, mostly sunny, 28. Wollongong, sunny and 25. Sydney, sunny, 26. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 29. Similar conditions in Brisbane, 31. Cairns, mostly sunny, 33. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.